How do we differentiate between what is a need and what is a want? This is something which will vary from individual to individual. Just like food. Now, some people may just eat 2 chapatis. Some people may eat 8 chapatis. Now, it is just different people have different digestive powers. Different people have different kind of physical work that they do. It will vary. So the test is test of whether one is overeating or is eating appropriately is what happens afterwards. Now, if I eat 8 chapatis and then I sleep for 6 hours after that, then obviously that means I have overeaten. If somebody eats 8 chapatis and they get energized to do work, that means that is their need. So similarly, it is possible that different people with respect to other aspects of material life also, they have different needs. So basically, Krishna says, Nati ashnatastu yogosti na chaikanta manashnata. That if one eats too little or one eats too much, such a person cannot become a yogi. So the basic approach of dealing with food is that we don't let food obsess our mind. If we take too little food, it will obsess us. When will I get more? When will I eat more? When will I eat more? If we eat too much, again, that also obsesses the mind. Because, you know, that just de-energizes us. And then we are always thinking, oh, when will I get next to it? When will I get next to it? So, neither too much nor too little. Similarly, with respect to our material life, you know, okay, what comfort level I should live at? What kind of facilities I need? Now, we have to look at our own self. And we have to find out what is the level that I am peaceful at. See, basically, we say when we are fasting, different devotees fast at different levels. Some people may just fast nirjal, some people may take some water, some people may take one meal. It's all fine. The important thing is, what do we do when we are fasting? So, food should, if we are fasting on a holy day, the point is, food is often a distractor from Krishna. So that day we put food aside and we focus on Krishna. But sometimes the food, desire for food so much, the need or desire, whatever you want to say, that thought of food consumes us so much that we can't think about Krishna. That better take some food and then again start focusing on Krishna. So basic point is, we have to deal with food in a way that food does not become a competitor to Krishna. Isn't it? It can become a competitor when it is too little. It can become a competitor when it is too much also. So similarly, with respect to our material life, we have to adjust our material life in such a way that it doesn't become a competitor to Krishna. So if I tried, simplicity does not mean poverty. Simplicity essentially means that our material life does not consume our mental life. That means, you know, if say I can live at a particular financial level and then I take too big a house, then what happens? Then the worry about how will I pay the installment, that consumes me so much that, you know, I can't do anything. I can't even function properly. But if I have lived at a particular level of comfort throughout my life and suddenly I decide to live very simply, then, you know, that itself causes so much inconvenience for me, so much mental stress for me, that again I can't focus. If somebody has lived in city, relative comfort throughout their life, and suddenly they start living in a village, you know, so the basic facilities are not there, that causes so much trouble for them. So then, the point is that we adjust our material life in such a way that, you know, we can go on to bigger things in life. So what that will be, that is, we have to find out what level doesn't cause us too much stress in terms of it causing too much anxiety. And it doesn't cause us too much dissatisfaction in terms of you feeling, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have that. So that way, by introspection ourselves, you know, at what level? Sometimes some people may take a light job and they're not earning much, but they're focusing on spiritual life, they're happy. But somebody else may take a light job and they feel, hey, I'm not doing anything in my life. They may not be at that stage. So it's not that, you know, in spiritual life, we should not think in terms of right and wrong. Because what happens? What is right and what is wrong? There are, of course, moral things. There are certain things which are definitely wrong, which you need to give up, like following regulative principles. But beyond that, rather than right and wrong, we should focus on what is right for me. So, for somebody else, that may be right. So for me, this may not be right, at least not at this time. So, we need to, just like we may look at how much others are eating, and then we may say, oh, this person eats so less, I should also try to decrease my eating. But we can't imitate them. You know, we have to eat what we need to eat so that we get energy. So similarly, but at the same time, if we eat more than what is necessary, we'll have a detrimental effect. So basically, with respect to when our material life starts consuming our mental life, either in sense of deprivation, oh, I don't have enough, or in terms of craving, in terms of too much stress, too much agitation, too much anxiety, then we should know that there's something which needs adjustment over there. So that way, by proper introspection, and it's often after we've done the introspection, it's good to consult our family members, our relatives, maybe our devotee friends, also, and understand this. But we all have to make this decision individually about what is a need and what is a desire, what is a want. Does that answer your question? Okay. Thank you.